Okay, so we left off yesterday. We're trying to figure out what exactly the din should be about the Musla Davrachom or Musla Davrakal. We had a machlekes in Gemara. We had a machlekes in what the issue was exactly. And a lot of Gemaras flying around. Gemara said Hedrin yesterday tried to tell us how to work really hard to work into this sugya. At the end of the day, we don't have absolute clarity in this sugya in terms of whether Musla Davrachom should be Musla Davrakal. We're not even 100% sure what the issue is. So we're still blight by somewhat of a suffix about this whole sugya. So there is one last Tosis in the Masechta Sanhedrin that has what to say about this topic. The Tosis throws a curveball at us in terms of this whole sugya. We got one Sanhedrin for this. So there are actually two Tosis in Sanhedrin about it. How do you find things in Yeshiva?
It's all out of order.
What?
It's all out of order.
Gemara's are all bad. Gemara's at the end? Oh, okay. Okay, so we have a Taisa Daf Mem Hamud base. Okay? The Tais Daf in Hamud Beis begins to address the sugya of Musla Davrachom, whether it's Musla Davrakal, in light of another halacha that appears in terms of Chayv Mishas Beis Din. But the Gemara has a comment that when you have Chayv Mishas Beis Din, so of course we know what we're supposed to do to them, the skiva, right, the regular protocol of Chayv Mishas Beis Din. But every once in a while you have a situation where it's Iyav Shel HaMisam, it's not able to give them the appropriate Mishas Beis Din, but there's some other option available to Beis Din. Beis Din can't quite pull off a skila, but they maybe could pull off a herek. Maybe they can't pull off a chenek, but maybe they could, knock the guy out some other way. So what's the din? So do we say that when we speak about the Hamisa's Beis Din, there's an absolute, there's a chiv, it's got to be dafka, this, Mechal Shabbos has to be killed to a skila, and if you can't do skila, so they don't do anything, so it goes off scot-free. But do I say, no, skila is the lechatchila way, but b'dieved, doesn't matter, as long as he gets killed, doesn't really matter what happens. B'dieved, he's still considered to be dead. I once had, years ago, somebody came to ask me to run a levaya, and it wasn't really going to be done kedasu chedin. The person wasn't going to be buried. There's a lot of issues involved. So I told him I can't get involved. I can't help him out. But I felt bad that people weren't from Bechlau. So I referred to them. There was some person in town who was known to do levayas, even if they weren't 100% the kedasu chedin. Fine. So I told him, here's this person's phone number. Contact him. He'll take care of it. Fine. So when I spoke to this person afterwards, the person who was doing the levaya, so he said to me that he appreciated that I gave him business, that I referred him. So he said that he generally isn't Masada Kedushin for people, but he does run levayas. He said, what's the chiluk? So the guy explained to me a lot. He said, Kedushin, I don't want people to feel that they're not married. Some of the Orthodox won't accept it. Certain communities won't accept his marriages. So he doesn't want people to feel that they're not married. But Levi, he said, the person's dead, but the evidence anyway. That's what he said. That was his lashon. He said, but the evidence is dead anyway. It was a lamdan. So that's what Taisa says here. That's the Gemara says in Sanhedrin also. That as long as the evidence, the guy got killed, enough kavina, skila, sreif, erech, another one. What's the difference? So what's pshat in this din that we have to meet out? He says, based din, must it be exactly this misa? Or Yefsha, but this misa, say, give him another misa. So Taisa says, assuming that the din is that, as the Gemara seems to say, that you can't actually give other misas potentially, and you can't do the normal way, so you give him a different misa. So Taisa says, in light of that halacha, we have to reevaluate the entire sugya of Musla Davrachom having Musla Davrakal. The Gemara is having a whole problem by the case of Niskolim and Nisrafim. We're not sure whether this guy is from the Niskolim or this guy is from the Nisrafim. So the Gemara's whole discussion, you have to give him the weaker of the two, you can't give him the more serious of the two, so frech the Gemara, but he got the wrong Asra. So frech that, what do you mean he got the wrong Asra? Who cares when he got the right Asra? Wrong Asra, the din is that Chayv Misa's Bezin, She'iyav Shalom Misa V'Misa Ksufa Behen, V'Misa V'Chol Misa Shta Yochol. So in light of that halacha, that you can kill the Chayv Misa's Bezin in any way, shape, or form, after B'Diyavit, it's going to be Chal anyway. So then, what are you talking about Musla Davrachom, Musla Davrakal? Zol Zayin, so it's not Musla Davrachom, but the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. That's Taisa's Kasha. Do we understand Taisa's Kasha? That's what Taisa's asks at Daf Yom Hamer days. Right? Taisa's asks, What exactly is Taisus Kasha? We had to formulate Taisus Kasha properly. L'chayim, what Taisus Kasha means is as follows. This din of Kol Chayim Misas, She'iyata Yachol HaMisam, Misa Ksuva Behem, says Tamisa B'chol Mokom She'yachol, B'chol Misa She'yachol. At the end of the day, when we do the Kol Misa She'yachol, instead of giving the guy skila, so we, give him the electric chair. Instead of giving the guy chenek, so we give him, an injection. Whatever other misas that we're going to do. Eav, sure, we can't, for whatever reason, the base of skila is closed for business today, the base of shreifa, so nothing's working. So what can you do? You have to give him another misa. So what's psha? When we give that other misa, when we're giving that misa, she'en ksuva bo, so we're not really meeting out the mitzvah of misas beis din. We're not fulfilling the din of skila. We're not fulfilling the din of sereif. We're not fulfilling the din of harik. We're not fulfilling the din of chenek. There's a zaytik din. There's an external halacha that tells us that kol zman that somebody is chayav misas beis din, that we have to take care of it. We're allowed of. The Torah gives us a heter to take care of him in any shape or form, but we're not really being mechayav him. It's not that he's chayav to be electric chair. It's not that he's chayav lethal injection. He's not chayav that. That's not even on the charts. When you give sereifah to someone who's chayav skila, he's not chayav sereifah. We're not talking about being chayav sereifah. How can you say he's chayav sereifah? He's a mechal shabbos. Mechal shabbos is not chayav sereifah. He's chayav skila. In the olam ha-emes, in the emes ha-halachic world, he's a bar chayav skila. The halacha happens to be, there's a din study, there's a tangential halacha. When you have a guy with chayav skila, if you can't give him a skila, you do whatever you have. Whatever has to be done. Whatever has to be done to get rid of him. But it's not that he's chayav sereif. It's not that he's chayav lethal injection. It's not that he's chayav electric chair. That doesn't make sense. It's not nitfas. So the chayav, that's Taisus Kasha. Taisus says, muslod of rachomer, muslod of rakal, that means if you want to give a guy a misa that is chayav, so you have to give him a misa that is chayav with a proper hasra. So the hasra has to relate to the chiyuv misa. So then you can begin to discuss, well, I gave the guy hasra for skila. Is that hasra toface for shreifa? I'm going to go give a guy shreifa. If he's chayav shreifa, I gave him the wrong hasra. I gave him hasra skila, and he's really chayav shreifa, and I want that hasra skila to be chal on the shreifa. So you want to do a mitzvah shreifa on him. You want to give him the proper, you want to give him the misa shenis chayava. You want to give him a misas bezin shenis chayava al smach the wrong hasra. You can't do that. That's not acceptable. What Taisa is asking is that once we have this new halacha called kol misa shiyata yachla misa b'misa ksuv ben misa b'chomakom sheyachol, so that teaches me that the kol misa shiyata yachol, that's not a kiyum of a chiyuv. That's not a chiyuv of misas bezin, and he's not chayav that oynish. It's the second halacha that he's the chayav. We paskin is chayav skila. He had a hasra for skila. Everything was nimna v'garmu nigmar din is chayav skila. And then we have a technical hitch. We have a problem that we can't do skila. So maybe we do something else. So Kol's mind that we're not trying to do what the chiv is anyway, the whole din of musla davacha breaks down. So that's Taisus Kasha. So Taisus says, how could the Gemara pilpul in the sugi of niskal v'nisrafin? How could the Gemara debate the issue whether that's called hasra legabi the shreifa? It's not called hasra legabi the shreifa. Typically, that's not called hasra legabi the shreifa. It was only hasra legabi the skila, and he's still going to be chayav shreifa. Not alts chayav shreifa. That's a wrong word. It's not chayav shreifa. We're going to do shreifa alts. Kol misa shete yochel hamisa. That's Taisus Kasha. So what's Taisus Teretz? It's a very good kasha. It's a very lomdisha kasha, very lomdisha distinction. So what's Taisus Teretz? So the chayra, what Taisus has to say is, Taisus has to show you why this halacha of kol misa shete yochel hamisa, this din, that if you can't do skilas ref erik v'chenek, you do whatever you can, is not an absolute. Taisus has to show you that this din doesn't apply all over the place. It's limited. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And in the cases where it doesn't apply, that's when the Mishnah Miskal v'Nisrafim kicks in. That's when the Sugya Muslo Dav Racham and the Muslo Dav Rakav kicks in. So Taisus has to now create categories. Taisus has to show you that Imtum Salim, this din of Ata, the Misan, the Chol Misa, Shata Yochal, Lu Yitzuya, this is always true. Lu Yitzuya, every single case under the sun, this is true. And this is going to undermine the entire sugya of Niskalim and Nisrafim. This is going to undermine the whole Hasra, Musa Dabakha, Musa Dabakha sugya. So Tosis has to now find you a case where this din doesn't apply. So comes Tosis and says, Baruch Hashem, it's very easy to find the case, because the Gemara already gave us a case. Comes the Gemara in Sanhedrin and discusses this din that Atam Misa B'chamisha Sa'ata Yochel. Where does this apply and where does it not apply? So the Gemara quotes two applications of this principle. One is by Ritzayach. The Gemara dashes from a pasuk that it says concerning a Ritzayach, if you can't kill him with a Misak Silabo, so then you go anyway whatsoever. And then the Gemara has another application of this principle. It's not quite the identical principle, but it's similar enough for our purposes. That's the sugya of Hilchos Gerov Hadam. Also happens to do with the Ritzayach. This is Beis Din. This is the din of Misai De Gerov Hadam. The din is, if a person kills B'shoigeg, so where is he supposed to go? He's supposed to run to Golos, supposed to go to Ir Miklat. And if he doesn't go to Ir Miklat, he's spazzering around. What's the din? And who has the right to take him out? The Gerov Hadam has the right to take him out. And what if the Gerov Hadam doesn't get around to doing it? Somebody else goes ahead and does it. What's the din? So the Gemara says, that's also okay. If somebody else does it, that's like it's not the same thing. Here we're talking about different types of Misa. Here we're talking about different Gavras who are given the permissibility to take the person out. But the Gemara says that in both of these halachas, you find that the Torah presents to us in a sense of lechatchila and abidiyah. Lechatchila, Ritzech is supposed to get what? It's supposed to get Tzayif. B'di'eved, Kol Misa. Over here, the Gerov Hadam is the Lechatchila. B'di'eved, the Kol Adam. So the Gemara says that these two halachas are what's called the Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Kiyachot, that whenever the Torah gives us a Chiddush in one place and then repeats the Chiddush in the second place, that's a limiting factor. That comes to tell us that the halacha only applies here and not all over the place, because normally we derive halachas one from another. So the Torah felt the necessity to tell us the same din mamish twice. That's coming to limit the din and saying Beis Ksuvim Aboyim Kiyachot, and therefore what does the Gemara say? Ein Malabdin. So in Kol HaTarakula, this din of Atamisa B'chomisa Shayachal wouldn't apply. So what it tells us just do in one fell swoop? Tells us just said, here's the answer to the question. It's very simple. The Gemara, the Mishnah Sanhedrin, that's talking about Niskalim and Nisrafin, is not even talking about Rotzeach single. It's talking about Taiveh Skila for Chol Shabbos is mixed up with the Baskoi and Shazinsa. I know you got a guy who's Chayef Avodizara is mixed up. It's hard to find Nisrafin. With someone who is Mezana with Basishta, find cases. It's called a Nisrafin. We're talking about different areas that are not subject to this din of Chomich, such a Yachal HaMisa. So it comes to us and say, our Kasha was a Tacha, a good Kasha. Whatever the halacha of the Chomich, such a Yachal HaMisa kicks in, so that's going to override any concern of Musul Dabar Chom, Musul Dabar Kal, because we're not being Mechayiv Yamisa. We're declaring that Yachiv is Tacha what you did, but there's an external halacha, there's a tangential halacha that's going to let us kill you in any way whatsoever. That's true, only in very, very limited circumstances. It's not going to help us. The Mishnah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks and invokes the principle of Musul Davar Chom, whether it's Musul Davar Kal, Hachim Ba'eskin is talking about all the other cases of Misa's Beis Din. So that's the Okimta, that's Tosis Teretz. Baruch Hashem, wonderful Teretz of Tosis. Of course, the problem is that there are Rishonim who don't accept this reading of the Gemara. The Gemara says, yes, it's true, but the Gemara limits this din to Ratzech and Gerov Hadam. But Taisa Maseches Machas Nabeis Amud Aleph, you put it on the Maram Kermis, right? And so Taisa quotes from one of the Balei Taisa Ben Yosef, who had a totally different reading of this Gemara in Sanhedrin that limits the din of Shnei Ksuvim, limits it only to these two cases. Says Ben Yosef, a brisk of art, a brisk of Torah, there are two dinim of Atam Misa B'chomisha Tayachal. They're two different halachas. Says Rabbi Yosef, the chiddush of Ratzeach is that if you can't kill the Ratzeach B'sayif, you could shoot him also. You could take him out in any shape or form, even something which is not even in the parsha, it's not even on the radar screen of Chayv Misa's Beis Din. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Gol Hadam, the Torah says only the Gol Hadam, and then the Torah says, oh, by the way, anybody else also. Anybody else is a stranger. He's not a Gol Hadam B'chlal. It's not even Nitfas, it's nothing. And Afa Bichain, the Torah says, Ritzech Ol Adam, you can do things above and beyond, extra judicial, you can do mamish things that are off the charts, and not even in the books, in the Chayv HaMisa's Beis Din. Whatever has to, you got to get rid of this Ritzech. The goal is to get rid of this Ritzech. It doesn't matter through Skila, Shreif, Herich, Henek, shooting, electric, you name it, any way, shape, or form, he's a Ritzech, he's Chayv HaMisa's Beis Din, he's a Ritzech, you got to get rid of him. That is a Chiddush HaTorah, says Rabbeinu Yosef. And that's such a chiddush that it doesn't apply to a Mechal Shabbos, doesn't apply to Ovid Vezor, doesn't apply to Megal Arayas, doesn't apply to anybody else. But then there's a secondary halacha, namely, if you have a guy who's chayef skila, and for some reason you can't give him skila, but you can give him chenek. We can't find a building to toss him off of, but chenek we can pull off. Sereifa, we can't find the lead, but we can give him a sayef. Within the Dalamisa's Beis Din, says Rabbeinu Yosef, that's not limited dafka to these cases. That's a din. No chayvim is beznik. Quotes a tesefta that may not say that. Comes to Rabbeinu Yosef and says that within the parish of Dalam Misa's Beis Din, you can do whatever you want. Anybody, you're supposed to give skila, but the evidence can give shreif. You're supposed to give shreif, but the evidence can give her. You have everyone can switch back and forth. That doesn't matter. That's not limited dafka to Ratzeach and Gerol Adam. And the Gemara says that Ratzeach and Gerol Adam are unique. The Shnei Ksuna Ban Kiyachani Melamdin, says Rabbeinu Yosef. That means Ein Melamdin vis-a-vis that chiddush that you can even give non-Misa's Beis Dins, but to give within the parasha, within the radar screen of Misa's Beis Din, that's true at all chayv of Misa's Beis Din. So according to that Rabbeinu Yosef in Maseches Machas, we are back in hot water. We're back in trouble. There's the whole teretz of Taisus and that sugya to differentiate between this sugya of Atal Misa Mechol Misa Shtetah Yochol and the sugya of Niskalin the Nisrafin. But there's a difference that according to Taisus in Sanhedrin, this Gemara, this Halach is talking about only Ratzeach Gerol Adam. This Sugya, this Gemara, this Shrafin is talking about Kol Sha'ar Chayvei Misa's Beis Din. According to Rabbeinu Yosef, that wouldn't be correct. Because according to Rabbeinu Yosef, the skull and the nisrafin, what do you mean? There's no din of atam and misa b'chol misa teyoch. It's not true, because we're talking about giving skila to shreifa, shreifa to herik to chenek, those kinds of, once you're within the parish of dal misa's beis din, so then that applies equally to all chayvim misa's beis din. So the whole teretz of Taisus falls by the wayside. So we just created a machlekes between the first day and Taisus in Maseches Sanhedrin and Rabbeinu Yosef and Machas Avdeis. So now Rabbeinu Yosef still got to explain. He's got to work, he's got to explain. So what's the answer to Rabbeinu Yosef? So you have to read the Taisus a little bit further. Taisus gives you another teretz. What's Taisus' second teretz? Inami zek Taisus bereach shiny. What does that mean? Inami bereach shiny. Taisus just put the brakes on this halacha of atav misim chomisha shato yochol. What did Taisus just say? Taisus just said, where do we find this halacha of atav misim chomisha shato yochol? Where's this case? You know, I made it. I over-dramatized like I always do. I said, well, we can't find a cliff to throw the guy off of, so we give him herring. We can't find hot lead today, so we give him chenek. That's not true, says Taisus. There's no such halacha. The only time there's a din of atam misa mechol misa shel yochol, that means if the guy ran away, so the guy's chayav misa's beis din, and he escapes, right? He's chayav, which we know for a fact, he's chayav misa's beis din, he escaped. It's just in the news today. Somebody killed somebody 40 years ago. They escaped to Cuba. Well, today's news. Now they're talking about it. Now they're talking about reopening connections. So they want to bring back the guy back 40 years ago. Killed somebody. There's no statute of limitations for murder, right? No. Okay, sure. So comes Tyson and says, then the second teretz, Bamed devar mamurim, there's a din of, if you can't kill somebody with the appropriate misa, that means the guy ran away. Taisus is drawing out this whole conspiracy over here. The guy's chayav misa's beis din, Mechal Shabbos, then he escaped. Now you got him in a corner somewhere, you got him in a third world country, you can run a skila over here. You can take him out to a skila, you can run a base of skila, come on, there's only one way to get him. And you got to just take him out. Why are you taking him out? So comes Taisus and says that when he's a bereach, and if a guy's a bereach, so then there's a special gzeres hakosav that there's nothing else to do. There's no other way to get. That's the gzeres hakosav of atav misim chomisha tayochol. Just because you have a technical problem, you messed up, you got niskol and mixed into this ruffin, and you can't figure out who's who, you have no right to do that. The chiyah gavra luchichat Torah. The Torah, this is a very, very limited din. It's not an absolute halacha. It's not like that rabbi told me, but the guy's dead anyway. No, that's not the din. The din is a very, very unique, very, very desperate situation. The guy's a bereach. The guy's an outlaw. He's running to the Mexican border. The guy, whole saga, western taking place. Then the sheriff comes and takes him out. But normal protocol, a normal average everyday case, if Niskal is mixed up with Nisraf, it happens all the time, B'chiyah Gavna, the Torah never gave you a right to take him out with any other Misa. And therefore, Sistaisvus, once we have no right to invoke the din of Atamisa, Chomisa and Yochol, then we have to go back to the drawing. We'll go back to regular discussions, and once we're dealing with regular discussions, what problem do we run into? run into a problem of asura issue. That's Taisus second teretz. Inami beirech. So the chayim mitei chayim rakusha, you have to say that the Rabbeinu Yosef in Maseches Bachas Nabeis obviously wouldn't invoke Taisus first teretz because the facts are wrong according to Rabbeinu Yosef. Taisus teretz that atam misim chabisa only applies to Ritzech and Gol Adam. But the skull and the stroke is talking about all other Chayim Mises Beis. According to Rabbi Yosef, that is not correct. Those facts are incorrect. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, Kol Zman, you're within the Dal Mises themselves, then it applies to everybody, even B'chal Shabbos. So Mistabba, the territory of Rabbi Yosef, would be Berech Shaini. Mistabba, that's what you have to say. But good, so good. Baruch Hashem, we solved the problem. Taisus asked the question. On the one hand, you got a Tamim Mises, Chayim Mises, Yochol. On the other hand, you got a skull and the stroke. These two halachas clearly contradict each other. Why is the Gemara pilpling about Musla Davacham or Tape Play Atam Misa Chabisa Shay Yachol? So two teretz of Taisus. So one teretz, right? One teretz in Taisus is that the skull that the din of Atam Misa is only by Ritzayach, and then the teretz of two is the din is only by Bereach. Gevaldik, Mayridik. Everyone's okay? Everyone's good? And we just committed Rabbeinu Yosef to the second teretz. First teretz is not an option. We committed him to the second teretz. No, what do you think about this? What do you think? Everyone likes this? Everyone likes Rabbeinu Yosef stuck into the Inami and Taisus and Sanhedrin? Everybody thinks it's okay. Not a word, not a peep, not a protest, nothing. In Panovich, they didn't think it was okay. In Panovich, they screamed about it. So Reb Shmuel has his chidushim, famous Reb Shmuel, in Panovich. They say that when people would give shiaklaus, Reb Shach is to give a shiaklaus in Panovich, so he couldn't even get a sentence out. He would say something, and someone in the back would start screaming, and someone else would start screaming. There's a very Eretz Yisraelic style. Those are learned in Eretz Yisraelic yeshivas, no. Yeah, a little bit in Kerem Yavim, you get a little bit of this. Like, you know, a mashu of this. It was like a new experience for me. You know, somebody pointed out that it's the opposite of what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, the difference between Noam and Machiel. The Gemara says that Noam are, people who are very calm, and Machiel, people hit each other over the head. The Gemara says that Eretz Tamir Chacham Shabbat Yisrael, Eretz Tamir Chacham Shabbat Bavel. Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael, the days of the Gemara, things were very calm, very relaxed. Everyone learned by the Imus, everyone was happy and friendly and everything. In Bavel, people were mamish, they were hitting each other, they were throwing shtenzes at each other, they were mamish, it was Bachamtashal Torah, different style, whatever it is, whatever involves, you know, whatever creates a different culture of people. The Gemara says the Noyam was the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and the Bavel was the Chachmei, and the Makkah was the Chachmei Bavel. So somebody was ma'ayir that that's changed in the last 1800 years. It's mamish the opposite. In America, people are very relaxed in their room. Yeah, I sit down here I'm talking. Nobody's screaming at me. No one's throwing things at me. Everyone's just sitting back. Either they're asleep or they just. That's how I grew up. Also, I sat. I was in Rebbe Shechtas here for a few years. Rebbe Shechtas spoke, and people listen. Every once, every couple of days, somebody would ask Kash or something. You know, it was a different kind of a style. I came to Kerem Yavne. I said, the Rebbe gets up, Rebbe Moshe Dibman gets up, and someone yells at him, and he yells at them. And then somebody once said about one of my Rebbeim in Kerem Yavne, not Rebbe Moshe, somebody else. They said, if you want to really, really make his day, go pick a fight with him. Go start with him about something. Go scream at him about it. Just scream as loud as you can, and that'll make his day. And then he gets, that's the style. So in Panovich, so Reb Shmuel saying Shia, and he's reading this Taisus, and everyone's saying, oh, it must be that's Rabbeinu Yosef's Pshat. So Reb Shmuel says, no, it's not true. It can't be Rabbeinu Yosef's Pshat. Rabbeinu Yosef cannot possibly buy into this Bereach story. And I'll tell you why, says Reb Shmuel. Anyone think about this Taisus a little bit? Taisus pulled off a little, one half a liner here. Inami Bereach Shai. That the only time the Torah is mechadish, that you're allowed to take the guy out, the chomishas tayochol, is only by bereach. Does that make any sense to you? Ayesh kibbutz. Does it make any sense to you? It's only by bereach. Does it make any sense, any logic to you? 99% of the time we can't, if it's bereach shiny. The answer is it doesn't make any sense. And something that doesn't make any sense is automatically delegated to what area of halacha? It's a what? It's a gzeska, it's a chiddush. Taisus is saying, this din is so bizarre, this is so strange, it so flies in the face of everything we know, the guy's chayv skila, and we're giving him heret. The guy's chayav sreifa, and we're shooting him. What do you mean you're doing that? What kind of halacha is that? Zaktai says the answer is that the Torah is telling us that it's not a mitzvah mitzvah beis din anymore. Mitzvah beis din, the mitzvah of mitzvah beis din is skila, svedin miskolin, sreif for the nisrafin, harif for the neharagin, chere for the nechnochin. That's the mitzvah beis din. There's a new halacha, a secondary extrajudicial halacha called uviyarta ramikubecha. You got to, whatever you can do, you got to get, you got to take the guy out. So comes Tyson and says, it's such an unbelievable chiddush. This chiddush, we have a tradition, this chiddush is, in that crazy case where the guy's running to the Mexican border, the guy's running and he's going to get free, after the sheriff's going after him at the last minute, the middle of the night, no choice, it's bereh, we got to take him out. It's such a chiddush that the Torah only said it in very, very bizarre, desperate situations. This Golbinus Ruffin is not so desperate. This Golbinus Ruffin will figure it out. We'll ask the Adam, we'll figure out. Maybe we can actually identify who's who. So the last thing we want to do is this halacha of Yad Rabbi Kebecha. It's the last resort. It's only reserved for those Meshunadikisha cases where it's Berech, it's either now or never. We're never going to be able to do anything. Otherwise, it's now or never. That's what Berech Shiny means, says Taisus. Because Taisus understood. The only way to make any sense of this new category of Taisus, that Berech Shiny and never ever anywhere else, is to take this halach and say, this is not a mitzvah mitzvah beis din. If it would, this would be a mitzvah mitzvah beis din, then Berech Shiny. The Torah says, this is not, it's not b'di'evit, it's nothing. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Nothing was fulfilled by getting rid of this guy. You didn't fulfill skila. What can you do? The Torah says, you got to get rid of him because he's a Berech, he's going to run away, he's going to kill somebody else. There's no choice. Who says he is limited? This is Taisa's sentence, Sanhedrin Tochi. Who says he's limited?
No, I'm saying, but if you're saying...
Wait, hold on. So again, so for the fact that Taisa's is saying that Berech Shiny is basically committing Taisa's to an understanding of this halacha, that this is so extrajudicial, this is so not a kiyum of the Mitzvah's Beis Din, that it's only limited to the one in the crazy cases where you have absolutely no choice. Berech Shiny. Let's go back to the worldview of Rabbeinu Yosef for a second. According to Rabbeinu Yosef, the Torah says two halachas in the sugya of Tamisa b'chamisa shtariyachol. The two different halachas. The Torah says that for the retzeach, for the girl Adam, you can even take him out in any way, shape, or form. But for the regular people, the regular, Michal Shabbos, Avid Azara, Magadeh, Polish Zish, the regular guys, those guys, you can't take out in any shape or form. You have to stick within the boundaries of Mises Beis Din. What's the mocha for that din? What's the mocha for that second din? Rabbeinu Yosef is learning that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sukkim, the Gzeres HaKosav, the basic Sukkim Elamdin, the unique halachas that are limited to Ritzach and Girl Hadam, were only said by Ritzach and Girl Hadam. That's talking about to take a guy out with another Misa, which is not one of the Dal Mises. So those are Sukkim. I need Sukkim for that. I couldn't figure that out on my own. What's the mocha that... If you're stuck, you can't give skill, you can give sreif. If you can't give sreif, you can give herik. What's the mocha for that? Where does that come from? What's the gzeres hakasa for that? What's the answer? There is no gzeres hakasa for that. It's a milsa de pshita. You know why? How is Rabbeinu Yosef learning pshat in the mitzvah of Mises Beis Din? Rabbeinu Yosef is clearly learning that there are not four independent mitzvahs. It's not there's a mitzvah skila, and there's a mitzvah sreif, and there's a mitzvah herik. There's a mitzvah called Mises Beis Din. There's one general mitzvah called someone who's chayav mitzvah beis din has to receive an onesh mitzvah beis din. Now the Torah gives you details. Lechat chila, you should give mechal shabbos skila. Lechat chila, you should give the retzach tzayef. Lechat chila, you should give the baal eshes ish chenek. Those are lechat chilas. Those are details within the one over all encompassing mitzvah called the mitzvah of the ma'anesh chayav mitzvah beis din. Rabbeinu Yosef is learning the reason why you could switch from one Misa to another is dafka because they're not really fundamentally four different chiyuvim. There's one chiyuv Misa's based in. There are four different ways the chachila had to do it, but it's all the same mitzvah. It's one mitzvah called Misa's based in. The chachila do it this way, that way, the other way. Says Reb Shmuel, once you learn that the mitzvah, that once you learn the pshat of Rabbeinu Yosef, that you're allowed to switch from one to another so easily because it's all the same. Does it make any sense in the world to say Berech Shiny? Does it make any sense in the world, according to Rabbi Yosef, to say, no, the din is only true by Ben Ramp. It's only true by the one in a million in the crazy cases. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Bereach Shiny only makes sense if you're looking at the sugya through the eyes of Tosis. Tosis said that you should never be able to kill somebody in any other way except the way what he does. He did skilis chayv, skilis reif, skilis reif. You should never be able to switch teams. Ever, 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 ever. The Torah says a wild, wacky, well, yaitz a bit of cloud in that a reitzeach or maybe space, whatever it is, you can kill in any way, shape, or form. So Tosis says, that's such a mechudish that did Bereach Shiny. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's a mechudish. According to Rabbi, what's the big chiddush that you give from skill to sreif, a sreif to herig, herig to chenek? That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's the same mitzvah. A shekel nishon mitzvah. Not literally a shekel nishon mitzvah. It's about a lahamis. It's a chayv mitzvah based in. What's the difference? What I'm doing at skill, doing at sreifa? Any difference? No difference. It's the same mitzvah. It's a big difference when a guy's lighting chanukah candles with oil. What's the difference? Olive oil, not oil. So this is the chachila. This is b'diavad. This is good. It's the same mitzvah. It's the same lahalik nesha chanukah. It's the same mitzvah, might have come in how it's being meted out, the details. The ma'aseh is the same kibbutz mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Yosef's pshat argues with Shmuel, that it's the same mitzvah, that's the whole yisoy, that's the whole foundation of Rabbi Yosef's pshat, so that to say bereach shiny, according to Rabbi Yosef, doesn't make any sense. So now Rabbi Yosef, we're in big trouble, because we cannot understand the sugya of Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara is talking about the case of the skull and the shrafet. And we have two possibilities in Tosis. Why does the Gemara apply the sugya of Musra Ledavra Chomer here? The Gemara has a whole pilpul about Musra Ledavra Chomer. Back and forth and back and forth, Musra Ledavra Chomer. So Tosis says, hey, wait a second. What are you pilpul about Musra Ledavra Chomer? Typically, Atamamisa B'chomisha Tatei Yachol. And whenever you say Atamamisa B'chomisha Tatei Yachol, that automatically trumps the sugya of Musra Ledavra Chomer. So says Tosis, what's the answer? So Tosis gives two terutz. Either it's talking about Kol Shar Chayv Misas Beisdin, except for Ritzeach, or it's not talking about Bereach. So therefore, for two technical reasons, Taisa says, either one of these two technical reasons, the din of Atam Misa Chamisas Beisdin doesn't apply. Since it doesn't apply, the Meila was stuck with the sugya of Musa Davra Chomer, and the Gemara Sanhedrin is reading like a charm. Rabbi Yosef said this teretz is not correct. We know this for a fact. And Rabbi Shmuel says that the stum Rabbi Yosef didn't buy into the second teretz either. So basically, we're back to square one. We still don't know how Rabbi Yosef, the Hilgi Baal Tosis from Makas Dabez, made any sense of the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Pei. No, what's the answer to this kasha? Rabbi Yosef, Lefini is Daiti, Hiyanei Senes. Dafka, according to Rabbi Yosef, he didn't have to give a terror to this kasha. You know why? Because he didn't think it was a kasha in the first place. What do I mean by that? Stavka Rabbi Yosef, it wasn't Gerus, it wasn't Darkasha. Let's go back to reformulate Tosis Kasha again. Back to Tosis and Sanhedrin. Tosis said, we have a whole sugya of Niskolim and Nisrafin, and the Gemara is trying to figure out, you're going to give a guy Sreifa? What do you mean you're going to give a guy Sreifa? The Gemara says, you're going to give him Sreifa? How are you going to give him Sreifa? The Hasra was Skila. That was the Gemara's Kasha. You gave him Hasra of Skila, you're going to give him Sreifa. How dare you give him Sreifa? It's a Hamusal Dever Chomab, Hamusal Dever Kal. Should we derive from here that Rav Shisha is correct, that Musa Dover Chomer and Musa Dover Kal? So he says, no, Chomer Skid knows Hasra Stam, and don't bother me, Kasha Lamaisa. 2 days of Chiddush Iran from yesterday. So Frek Toys the Kasha, no. Chazer for a second, what was Toys the Kasha? Toys the Kasha was, wait a second, I don't understand. What's the Gemara drain Zuch with Musa Dover Chomer and Musa Dover Kal? Why don't we formulate the din as follows? The guy is Chayev Skila. He's really Chayev Skila. Let's say Asubi, he's from the Niskolan, right? Worst case scenario, he's from the Niskolan, and we're actually going to meet out a Misa of Sreifa. So Frekta is a Kasha. Tai says, let's play devil's advocate. He's really Chayev Skila. In Ochidam, he's Chayev Skila. And we gave him Hasra of Skila. And nobody's saying that the Hasra is Chal on the Sreifa. We're not saying he's Chayev Sreifa. What are we saying? We're saying we're going to impose on him a secondary. Remember, that what was the key word according to Tai's Kasha? Who remembers the key word? What was my key word when I originally formulated the kasha? I didn't emphasize it enough, perhaps. What was Tosis' formulation of the kasha? The din of Kol Misas Atam Misas B'Chomer Yachol is a tangential halacha. It's not saying that he's Chayev Sreifa. Nobody in our wildest dreams says he's Chayev Sreifa, says Tosis. He's Chayev Skila. The Asura was correct. The Asura addressed Skila. He did an Aveir of Skila. He is Chayev Skila. The din is, when you have a Mechuy of Skila, we can't give Skila, someone may as well give him Sreifa. That was Tosis' kasha. So Tosfos drawing on the Gemara, Tosfos kasha on the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying that you have to have a hasra that's a shreifa dika hasra? Tosfos yes, but he's not chayav shreifa. Nobody says he's chayav shreifa. Don't kill him b'taras chayav shreifa. Kill him b'taras chayav skila b'taras chom misa sh'atam misa b'chomibot misa sh'tayachol. That was Tosfos kasha. So the whole kasha of Tosfos only got off the ground by saying that he's not b'chayav shreifa. Nobody said he's chayav shreifa. And we don't want the hasra to relate to shreifa. We want him to be called the Chayev Skila, and we are going to superimpose the tangential halacha called Kamisa Shnei Yochel Amisa. What was the whole lumdus of Rabbeinu Yosef, Rabbi Yosef? Rabbeinu Yosef said, there is no such thing called a Mechayev Skila, a Mechayev Shreifa, but it's called the Chayev Yisbeisdin. Anytime you give any one of the Dalai Nisas, what are you doing, Rabbi Yosef? Any one of the Dalai Nisas, what are you doing? You're giving him a Chayev Nisa that he deserves. When you have someone who's chayav skila, and for whatever reason you can't give him skila and you're giving him shreifa, you're not like Tosfos understood, he's chayav skila, but there's a tangential halacha that we're going to give him shreifa. No! According to Rabbi Yosef, what's the pshat? What did Rabbi Shmuel say? What's the pshat? That he's chayav, skila, shreifa, herik, v'cherek, any of the above. All of the above, any of the above is a kiyum of his chiyuv. It's not a tangential halacha on Rabbi Yosef. If it was tangential, then it would have spread to other things also. It's limited to the Dalai Mitzvah's Bezdin. It's a portion of the Svara. The Dalai Mitzvah's Bezdin are mitzvah achas. Like some of the money have mitzvahs counted as one mitzvah. Dalai Mitzvah's Bezdin. It's not four mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. If Rabbeinu Yosef wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs, he probably would have counted it as one mitzvah. So once you say like Rabbeinu Yosef, that's one mitzvah, when you have this Golem and Israfim, and Lu Yitzuyev Klape Shmaya Gaya, he was quote-unquote Chayav Skila, and we're giving him Sreifa, we are giving him a Chiyav Misa that he deserves. It's not tangential. We're giving him a Chiyav Misa that he deserves. So you're giving him Sreifa, you're calling him a Bar Chiyav Sreifa. That's what you're saying. Because every time you do Skila, you're Chayav, Skila, Sreifa, Harik V'chenek, all the above. So if you're meeting out an Einish of Sreifa, you are giving a Bar Chiyav who's Chayav Sreifa, you are giving Sreifa to someone who's Chayav Sreifa. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. You're giving someone who's Chayav Sreifa to Einish of Sreifa with what Hasra are you giving? What Hasra did you give him? You gave him Hasra of Skila. How dare you give a Hasra of Skila and then meet at an Einish of Sreifa? That's tantamount to killing somebody without giving him Hasra. Unless you hold what? Unless you hold Musa Davachom and Musa Davrakal. So now the Gemara makes perfect sense. So according to Rabbeinu Yosef, it's here Nisanis. Because Rabbeinu Yosef couldn't buy into the Ratzeach Teretz and couldn't buy into the Berech Teretz, Dafka Rabbeinu Yosef didn't have to buy into any Teretz because it was so poshut Mamela. I think the Embassy of Shat and Rabbeinu Yosef.
Why does he even need to say Musar Dever Chamel, Musar Dever Kal?
Because you need Hasra.
It's all the same.
Oh, so now Evans asks like this. He said, wait a second. Are we guilty? This is a big pun on this one, guys. Come on. Are we guilty of? Come on. It's got to come. This is it. Come on. You got to say it all together. This is overkill. I mean, this is like, you know, Mrs. Basin. L'chora, we're a little bit guilty of overkill over here. Why are we guilty of overkill? According to Rabbeinu Yosef, who says, Gila, Sreifa, Herig, Mechenev, it's all the same between friends. What's the difference? It's all the same. Mitzvah. What halacha, what sugya now becomes even more difficult to understand? Argument 2 is the very etzem sugya about. Are you a Muslim davar chomer, a Muslim davar kal? Bishlam of you hold that skila l'chud and sreifa l'chud and heri l'chud and chedek l'chud. So then I can begin to understand why Rav Ashi is hesitating and saying Muslim davar chomer, love your Muslim davar kal, because it's the wrong einish, it's the different misa. How can an einish, how can a hasra for skila be acceptable for a chiyav of sreifa? Right. So the whole doesn't the whole sugya of Muslim davar chomer, Muslim davar kal, doesn't that whole sugya seem to indicate that? Skilu l'chud and shreif l'chud, her l'chud and cherek l'chud. The whole yisoid of Rabbeinu Yosef is to put the four mitzvahs based as close as possible. We want to merge them, make them as close as possible. It's one. It's all for one for all. Wait, hold on. So that was your kasha, right?
Yeah.
Evan's asking. He says, I don't understand. He says, once you tell me to according to Rabbeinu Yosef that it's mamish one chiyuv mitzvahs based, that it's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D. So then the whole sugya falls flat on its face. Musa davar chomer, musa davar kal, right? The whole thing falls flat on its face. Unless one wants to say, wait a second. One could say something really, really razzle-dazzle. What could one say? Maybe that's gufa to machlekes who and who? Rav Shish and Rav Ashi. Is that gufa to machlekes? Is that exactly what they're arguing about? With the Musl Dabar Chomer of Musl Dabar Kal? Is it a machlek? It's not really Hilchos Asura, but it's more of a global machlek. It's about the relation between the Chayv and Mises Beis Dins. That would be very, very mechudish. So mechudish that I'm not sure it's true, because that would force us to say that not only is Misa one big mitzvah, what else is one big mitzvah possibly? Part of that same mitzvah. Malchus, because that's our sugya, applies it to Misa and Malchus also. Now, it's not so far-fetched to say that. There are certain similarities between Misa and Malchus. Malchus, Mocha, Misa, Medes, there are svaras like that floating around in Shas. So it's Nital Nehe Amer, but it would be a whole new twist, a whole new twist on the sugya. I'm more inclined to cut down the Chiddush a little bit and say that maybe the answer to this kasha is, once you say Rabbi Yosef held that it's mamish one mitzvah, it's one A, one B, one C, one D, said Im Kain, what's the machlekes in the Gemara about whether it is Asra or not Asra? So the answer to that kasha should depend on the machlekes who and who? Machlekes Taisus and Asugya and who? And the Chiddush Iran. What was the root of the problem of the Musul Dabracham, Musul Dabrakal? Taisus put it into a very what? The Bali HaTaisa has formulated the machlekes as a very, very lumdish machlekes. It's exerced a kosadik machlekes, it's a halachic machlekes through the eyes of the Beis Medrash, through the eyes of the Yeshiva, through the eyes of the Psukim. Is it called Asra or not called Asra? According to Taisa, and it's really a lumdish machlekes, Taka, Evan's Kasha is a good Kasha. According to Rabbi Yosef, how can Rabbi Yosef say that? According to Rabbi Yosef, it's the same Isa. 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, it's all the same thing. How can there be a din that api din, you have to be matar atzvah l'misa for A, but not for B? If A and B, C, D, it's all the same thing. If you hold like the other days in Rishonim, that there are four distinct chayv and misas beis dins, so then I can begin to understand there's a gzeras hakosav ken zayin, maybe Rav Ashi is right. There's a gzeras hakosav that I have to be matar atzvah l'misa, I have to be matar atzvah for the right misa, not for the wrong misa, because it's so fundamentally different. So in a chinami, that if you hold like Taisus and Asugya, that the whole sugya of Musul Dabacham and Musul Dabacham is a halachic issue, so then according to Rabbi Yosef, it's really hard to understand it. Mistam Rabbi Yosef is much more acceptable to us if you go to the line of the Chiddush Iran. According to Chiddush Iran, Masech Sanhedrin, the sugya of Musul Dabacham is not a halachic sugya. Where is it? It's really a what? Psychological sugya. Namely, the guy can tiny, give me the wrong asra. What's going to happen here? Listen to this, okay? The guy is doing a chiyuv misa sreifa, and I give him a hasra of skila. So the guy says to me, they take him to Beis Din, and the guy says, I thought the guy was kidding. I did a chiyuv sreifa, and he gave me a hasra of skila. So what's the Beis Din's response? You never heard of Rabbi Yosef? You never heard that Pidin, it's one thing? So what does the guy say? Oh, now I understand. Now I take the hasra seriously. It means once you take the din of Musul Dabrachama out of the realm of the eyes of the Beis Medrash into the realm of psychology, so then it's going to depend on the fear Havanas Bnei Adam. The fact that on the blackboard we have a long Shavuot according to Ben Yosef, because in Panovich from Shmuel Kazak that it's one Chiyuv Misas Beis Din, that's going to affect whether it's called the Musul Dabrachama, Musul Dabrachama or not. That's going to be irrelevant. That's what Mustama rebels on, right? So Mustama, we have another Chiddush here. That Rabbi Yosef, if we're correct in what Rabbi Yosef is saying, that Rabbi Yosef's whole thrust of his sugya is that the reason why you can switch from skill to Sreif Herek Bechenek at whim, not only when it's Beirech, not just Beirech, you can do it all the time, it's one A, one B, one C, one D, that's going to force us into the corner to reevaluate the sugya of Musul Dabrachama, Musul Dabrachama. So this Taisus is tucked away in Masech Nedrin. There's 3-4 lines of Taisus in Sanhedrin where Taisus asks the Kasha, how do these two dinim live together? How can it be on the one hand we have a sugya of Niskal and Nisrafim, which raises the question of Musul Dabrachama? The Gemara references our sugya and ksubas, leaves us hanging, forces us to give a hachabai skin and a hasra stam, whatever that means. Frek Taisus the Kasha, how could that Gemara even begin to get off the ground? What happened to this din of Atam Misa B'chom Misa Shrei Yachom? So Taisus had two possibilities. One possibility was this Gemara is so limited at the Misa B'chom Misa, it's only by Ratzeach, not by anybody else, and therefore don't even ask the Kasha. The Oidjei Shalom, Mrs. Taisus, this sugi about the Misa B'chom Misa is so limited, only applies to Bereach, therefore don't ask the Kasha. So the both Terutzim of Taisus and Hedrin, the theme of both Terutzim was, is to minimize this din, is to chisel away at this so much, there's almost nothing left of it, practically, and therefore it doesn't apply over here. We said that Rabbi Yosef cannot chisel away at this, because according to Rabbi Yosef, attack applies to all Chayv Misas Beis Din, as long as you're within the family of Dal Misas. And Rabbi Shmuel Lecher is right that it can't be chiseled down to only apply to Bereach, because that undermines the whole lumdus of Rabbi Yosef, that it's really a one actual chiyuv. It's not such a tremendous chiddush haTorah. It's a sfar biyama, that it's one A, one B, one C, one D. So both Tirutzim of Taisus are not acceptable according to Rabbi Yosef. The only way to go back is to go back to the drawing board and to analyze and see that, wait a second, according to Rabbi Yosef's formulation, there never really was a kash in the first place. Because Rabbi Yosef, the way he formulated this din, that when it, within the Dalam Bishas Beis din, you are Chayav Skiva, you are Chayav Shrif, you are Chayav Her, you are Chayav Chenek, now you want to give you something that you chayev based on the wrong hasra, that smacks of Musla Davar Chomer, which is exactly what the Gemara says. So we have a whole new way of reading the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is an eye-opener. The Gemara in Pei and the Sechah Sanhedrin through the eyes of Rabbeinu Yosef and Dav Beis. So Rabbi Sai, all the pieces of the puzzle now come together. We started out Gemara in Ksubas, right? How do we get on to the stuff? We're not even learning Sanhedrin this year. Maybe next year, maybe not. Maybe by the end of the day today, we'll know. We're really learning Ksubis, and we got into this whole discussion because we had Rav Shish Ben Ravidi had a very, very razzle dazzle raya that Chayva B'Chaveiro is loke, is Neshalav in a loke. He gave you a whole lumdisha story here for this whole Chagadj about the Bevlados, and his whole raya was working with the premise that there was a good Hasra here vis a vis the Yisr of Pen Yosef. So Rav Ashi said, what do you mean? That's the terrible Hasra. That's a Musla Dover Chabba, love a Musla Dover Kal. We had a lot of discussions about this din. What's the nature of this machlokes? It's Taisus Pshat, the Sharan's Pshat. We saw yesterday Taisus spent a lot of time trying to figure out that Gemara Tzedhener about the John and Yochanan story, how that fits into this picture. And then we have finally the Taisus over here that tries to make sense between these two halachas. Rabbeinu Yosef and Machas Debeis had a whole different take on the sugya. It forced us to go back to the drawing board of Daf Lamed Gimel and try to figure out what exactly is the root of this machlokes between Rav Ashi and Rav Shish. Okay? So pretty much we finished the sugya. I think pretty much we finished for this man. This until okay? I can see it? Okay. So Parsha, wait, we have Hanukkah. There's so many other things going on here. Hold on.